Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City. Okay, Amy discovered a new button on our devices, and I would like to record an entire episode seeing if we can sound like the chipmunks.
Oh my god. Do you think that does that?
I don't know.
You have the choice.
You guys can give us feedback on if you like it. We're going
to
make
our voices
really...
Do you want it to be an F minor or C major?
Is
that
minor? Really fast. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, how funny. Well, you actually can when you listen to episodes.
I know, you can do it on fast.
You can do it on fast, and my husband does. And if he's got it, like, out where I can hear it, it goes... like this, and I'm like, I don't understand how he's like listening to that and taking in the information. I can't hear that fast.
No,
I gotta process.
And I feel like it makes my nerves just like,
oh yeah. But he got, I mean, just think, he's listening to twice as many podcasts.
I know. I feel like he's a brainiac.
Oh, he is. Okay, so let's talk today about I'm gonna pick subject. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. How about we talk about shoe wear patterns on your running shoes.
Like on the bottom of your shoes?
On the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, so you can see like, so how your foot moves wears in your shoe and you can
see
on the bottom.
Well, that's the interesting thing. So people bring in their shoes, because I do want to see the bottom of their shoes.
But you
want
to see the inside of their shoe.
More of the outside. But I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, you can look at it and you can see, oh, like this person heel strikes, or you can tell they 4 foot strike or whatever. And that's just... information maybe to back up like what you're seeing when you're watching their gait. It's when you see their gait, you're going to see it, right? Like you don't need to look at the bottom of the shoe for that information. And people think, oh, heel striking is bad. It's not.
It's not.
It depends on where the foot is landing. If it's landing underneath the base of support, heel striking is fine.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, what is this person naturally doing? Are they doing it in a safe way?
That's a separate podcast, by
it
the way.
Is a okay. separate podcast for sure, because I can see your little eyes go,
I know!
I have questions about that. But so when I am looking at the shoe wear, I am looking for, is this wear distributed over? Does this just look like, you know, general wear and tear of a shoe having some mileage on it, which would be okay? Or are we seeing what I call like, sort of like scuffs? Okay, So because what that tells me is that person is not pre-acting. They're reacting.
Oh.
So that's the information. So we're going to make you guys go back and listen. But remember what pre-acting is, that we are anticipating the landing and we're activating those muscles a microsecond before you land, rather than waiting until after you land and then responding and then activating. So... when someone is just reacting, then we get that sort of like more scuffing. And this happens when we get tired, whether it's cardio tiredness or whatever. But it's just a sign that that person is not maintaining their good form over
the course
of the run.
I want to look at the bottom of my shoe
run.
Right now.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, do you have to look at it?
Well, these are sort of new, so I don't know if you'll see it. I've only done a couple runnings in them.
Okay, yeah. Not...
But I try to pre-act.
This actually looks really good, Liz. Let me see the other one.
But I mean, like I said, I feel like I've only been running in for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and maybe you're, and you're probably, and hopefully you are working on your pre-acting.
I am. I think about it all the time, because if I don't, my everything hurts.
There might be a little, see right here.
Okay.
So this is your right shoe.
Yeah, I know. It's
and it's a little bit right there.
Okay.
So that right leg, you might not be as, you know, pre-acting with that guy as much.
Okay.
So think of it like, I'm trying to think of an analogy that might work, and this might totally not, but it, like, I'm thinking of like a nail file or like a piece of sandpaper, right? Mm-hmm. If you took that piece of sandpaper and just stamped it down on the ground, if you did it a gazillion times, just straight down, obviously we would have some wear over time.
Right.
This is rubber, this is whatever. But if you take that piece of sandpaper and you don't just stamp it down, but you stamp it down and you shush, you slide, it's going to wear out faster. And that's the pattern I'm looking for. It's just a little insight.
So interesting.
Nothing is, you know, you're going to watch run gait. You're going to look at all the things.
A piece of data.
It's a piece of data.
That's
so
interesting.
So there you guys go. Oh, and also I wanted to share with you guys a little bit about, shoe wear is that people like you and I who are like, oh, I wish they would stop changing the shoe. I have the perfect shoe.
Yeah.
And you want to order a bunch of that shoe and put it in your closet. Or some people are like, oh, I like to go to shoe warehouse and order. And you'll notice that you're kind of getting an older model shoe.
Yeah.
There is a shelf life for shoes. Yeah. Maybe we've mentioned that in a podcast before. I can't remember. But there is foam and the materials, there is a shelf life for those. So you're just not going to have as much, you know, shock absorption, or as the shoe may not last as long for you because it is older. It's stale.
Shoes. It's so funny because there was a guy, this was a long time ago, but he had his style of shoe that he knew he was going to change it. And he ordered I am not kidding you, it was 50 pairs or something.
Gosh.
Like, it filled the room. And I was like, I can't even believe they have many in stock. And I was like, oh gosh, buddy.
Okay, so to recap, wear pattern is showing Coach Amy a few things about whether you're pre-acting or reacting on your run. And if you want to go back to our episode to learn more about that, the episode title is How to Get More Power Out of Your Run Before Your Foot Strikes the Ground. And I think, what date was that?
It was February 21st.
February 21st of 2024.
Yeah.
So go back into our little files and check that post out. And then just remember that your shoes do have a shelf life. Mm.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.